Welcome to the weekly homilies from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania. We are happy to make these available online as an extension of our parish ministry, and we invite all to come join us for worship and to experience the riches of the Orthodox faith in our services and parish life. Now, here is the pastor of St. Philip's, Father Noah Buscelli.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ. Lord, it is good for us to be here. I'm having a memory lane trip the last month, having gone back to my hometown. And I saw one of my first bosses in church, a man named Bill. He was a wonderful boss and still a friend of mine after all of these years. And I worked for him for a summer doing construction. We were building an addition, but a very large addition. And I had a little experience with construction from remodels after remodel after remodel and addition after addition. My parents bought a summer cabin and turned it into a family home, little by little. So I worked for Bill, and it was a beautiful time. I got to use my physical strength. I got to use creativity. I got to be outside. Most of the time we were outside until it was all closed in. And I learned a new word. This is an important word. The word was pat. P-A-T. Pat. And there were a couple different boards at different times over the summer that had real big, P-A-T, written on them. And one day I almost threw Pat away. And Mr. Young now was no longer Bill. He was my angry, almost angry boss. No, don't do that. We need to keep Pat. What is Pat? Pat is a pattern. It was marked Pat to remind everybody that we need to keep this. So when we're cutting the joist, or cutting this, or the blocking, or all of that stuff, we have the same exact shape, the same exact size, the whole time. Through the summer, we got a little bit cantankerous, I guess, and somebody put a little leg on the P, so it said rat. But the rat did not run away from the mice, and we were okay. The house came together very well, though it was finished during the winter and I wasn't part of that. That word pat is so important for us, the word pattern, because this is the way our salvation happens. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the pattern. This is the way our worship is structured. It's patterned after heavenly worship. This is how we pray. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. He gave us a pattern. This is how language works and how it's learned. This is how we teach. This is how families thrive, and this is how families fall apart. In Christ, we have a pattern of perfect humanity. In Christ, there are other patterns for us, and I want to talk about them. The apostles, St. Thecla, whose memory we celebrate today, St. Silouan, whose memory we celebrate today, and a couple others. But just pause for a minute with me and let's learn a little bit of Greek. The word pattern in Greek is the word typos, like the word type. And sometimes it's hypotypos, which means you put it on top, like hyper. Hypotypos, you put the type on top. Just like you take the wood pattern and you put it on top of the other one, and you take your pencil and make those marks. Typos and hypotypos, or hypodigma, like paradigm, hypodigma. You put the paradigm on top of one. So the pattern is something that is put on top of you, like a seal. And you take that shape. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We see this beautiful pattern in the lives of the apostles. They were told to launch out into the deep, even though they were fishing for, what one scholar says, shallow water fish. But they had fished all night and caught nothing. So Christ said, launch out into the deep and then you will catch some. They caught so many they needed a lot of help. They were patterned off of Christ, who left heaven and came down into the depths of humanity, the sickness and the sorrowing and the suffering and death. St. Paul said to St. Timothy, a young bishop, be an example, be a pattern, a model for those around you. And this is what we read this morning, because St. Thecla loved St. Paul, not with romantic love, but with love for God, because he was her teacher. And so St. Paul says to Timothy, you have observed my teaching, think of pattern, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, my sufferings. Continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. We have to be careful. Who is setting the pattern for our life? Knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. We have to be careful who is patterning us, who we are sitting under. So, St. Thecla, I want to tell you the life of St. Thecla through the hymns that we sang last night in Vespers. I wish our church was full on Saturday nights, because the chanting, the theology is so enriching, so fulfilling. So St. Thecla stands in our iconostasis as one of the great saints of the Church of Antioch. And this hymn that these hymns that we sang last night, three of them, are patterned, modeled after a beautiful hymn about Christ. About half of the hymns of the church year are modeled syllable for syllable to make sure that they fit the model melody. It's called prosomia. So this hymn that they're modeled after says, O Lord, though thou didst stand before Pilate at his judgment seat, yet you did not leave your Father's throne seated in heaven with him. And this is what the hymn says about St. Thecla. Notice the similar logic. O Lord, though out of love for thee, blessed Thecla sat by a small window listening. She was a young woman listening to St. Paul preach. Yet in mind she stood in the highest before thy throne, being sore amazed at thine unfathomably great magnificence beyond compare. She listened to St. Paul. She decided she was not going to marry the young man that she was engaged to, who was not a Christian. Decided that she wanted to follow Paul in following Christ and wanted to be an apostle. St. Paul got thrown into jail because of the trouble that St. Thecla made getting out of her engagement. And here's the next hymn. Listen for that same construction. O Lord, though Thecla ran to Paul the apostle when he was bound fast and manacled, she shook off the bonds and the fetters of all attachments to earthly things. And being chained with the might of love for thee, O Christ our God, she was assured and became most steadfast, bound to thee, the Savior of our souls. She went to St. Paul and she bribed her way into jail so she could learn from him. But then they were parted again. The third hymn. O Lord, though Thecla was deprived of her converse with Paul, her teacher against her will, yet she had thee present beside her in time of contest and martyrdom. And when her clothes were stripped off, thy glory came over her. Now crowned with victory by thy divine hand, she doth ceaselessly defend our souls. Thecla went through all the great torments and overcame them. She was thrown into fire, But she made the sign of the cross with faith and with resignation. And a great rain put the fire out, just like our Lord Jesus Christ saved the three holy youths. She was thrown to wild beasts, and the wild beasts came and licked her feet. She escaped many other terrible tortures and died peacefully in a cave. Miraculously, she snuck into this cave that opened for her. She is an example for us. That's why her icon is held up for us to see. Are we shaping our life like her? Are we modeling our life like Christ, like St. Paul, like St. Thecla? Another example for us. St. Silouan, September 24th, is his feast day. He was a Russian peasant who went to Mount Athos as a young adult to become a monk at the Russian monastery of St. Pantaleon. And he was very simple. He had a great gift of prayer. As a young monk, I think a novice even, he saw the divine light. He was transfixed. But then it started to go to his head a little bit. He listened to the devil a little bit. And then he was cast into the torments of hell in his soul. And after 15 years of praying, doing his work as a monk, but praying and fighting off these demonic attacks in prayer, he was at the point of despair. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "The proud always suffer from demons." The proud always suffer from demons. And Silouan said, "Lord, teach me what I must do for my soul to become humble." And I'm not going to share with you what the Lord said to him, because it's too bitter of a medicine for most of you. It's certainly too bitter for me. But if you want to know what Christ told him, you can look it up, or you can come and ask me later. But it's a hard word. At the end of his life, Silouan said many, many times that the final criterion for true Christian faith is unfeigned love for enemies. And to pray for others is to shed blood. St. Silouan is our model. He did not follow the earthly career, but followed the heavenly path. And finally, our last model today, the last of the saints being commemorated today, are the Alaskan martyrs. We have St. Juvenali and St. Peter here. 223 years ago, the missionary boat from Vlam, Russia, touched down in the New World, September 24th, 1794. Included in that group was St. Juvenali, who had been a mining engineer on Vlam Island and helped the monks organize and work through their stewardship of the land. His wife died, and he became a monk, not on Vlam. But when that mission from Vlam came together, the monks remembered him, said, "Oh, we need to have John," though his name was now Juvenali. "We need to have John with us. He's very resourceful. He's very educated. He's going to help us a lot." So they convinced him to go. And when they got to America, they argued about who was going to go where. They all wanted to go to the most difficult place. They wanted to go up into north central Alaska. And St. Herman, who had already been assigned, he wasn't a priest, so he didn't have to argue about anything. He just said, aye, captain. St. Innocent was overjoyed seeing their argument because of their zeal for the gospel. So I ask you, what are you patterning your life after? Do you gaze more at your iPhone than your icon? By the way, somebody told me recently that the new iPhone costs $1,000. I hope to God that you don't buy it. If you buy it, please donate $10,000 to the Needy Fund. If you're going to buy the iPhone, please. Do you gaze more at your iPhone and your iPad than your icons? Do you watch the media more than you read Scripture? What are you patterning your life after? What are you gazing upon and meditating upon? Are you launching out into the deep like the apostles? Are you staying shallow and comfortable? Are you a pattern for other people? Or are you a rat? Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the great pattern, the great example of blessed humanity, help us through the prayers of St. Paul and St. Thecla, St. Solomon, St. Juvenal, and St. Peter, to live to our potential in your holy life. Amen.